We are going to continue the hour by talking about housing in our community, specifically a particular really cool residential community that is having a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 10 a.m. It is called Array. It's a 12-lot neighborhood. It's going to be the first 100% net zero energy residential community in the state. It's located along Orange Grove Road, just 10 minutes west of downtown Carrboro. And we are joined in the studio by Jody Bax, who is the founder of Array, talking more about the neighborhood, including that ribbon cutting that's going to be tomorrow to welcome the community into our community. Jody, thank you so much for being here today. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, first of all, about the whole process behind getting here. What is Array? What should folks know?
Array is a very sustainable development, and it's been a long 4-year process, and we're finally here. Array is a 58-acre parcel of land. There'll be 12 lots, 12 homes, 12 net zero energy homes that will be built, and 56% of the neighborhood is being kept in open space, so it's very green. There's a beautiful forest. It's quiet. It's lovely. There's a pond. There'll be walking trails, a community garden, and a community gathering place.
Awesome.
It's just a really special spot. The other thing that's really important is, you know, what does net zero energy mean? It means that the homes are all going to be very energy efficient and produce as much energy as they use, which translates into a significantly reduced carbon footprint. And these homes, once there's 12 built, it will have a net greenhouse gas emission reduction of 110 metric tons a year.
Nice.
So it's significant.
How does it produce energy?
It produces energy by having active solar.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
ArraySustainableLiving.com, by the way, is the website if you want more information about the community, which is, again, having the ribbon cutting tomorrow. And the community, all of the homes are going to be certified to the National Green Building Standard, right?
Correct.
Yeah, what does that entail?
Which means that they are going to be very energy efficient. So, and in addition to the homes being NGBS certified, I've also had the land certified as a green development. And I just found out yesterday that we achieved the highest rating, 4 stars. So
nice.
It's the land and the houses. And the houses, again, are going to be very energy efficient and follow the National Green Building Standards requirements.
So if people go over there now, what will they see? Are all the houses done? Are they still in process?
What they will see is a beautiful meandering road through the woods.
Okay.
And that is why we're having the ribbon cutting.
All right.
To celebrate that the road is done and that we can get on to the second part of the story, which is building the houses.
Speaking with Jody Bax, again, the founder of Array. ArraySustainableLiving.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Array Sustainable Living bringing us this conversation and also bringing us the ribbon cutting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Everyone's invited to come out to that. What is that event going to entail for people who go?
We are going to have a few speakers. My husband and I, we are going to talk and be able to, you know, thank everybody in the process. Southern Energy Management, who has been, they're the energy raters, and they've helped me from the beginning of the process developing the standards for the neighborhood. They're going to be there and they're going to say a few words. Craig Meyer, hopefully one of our next state senators, he's going to be there as well, and he's going to say a few words for us.
Awesome. This is a really cool project because, I mean, it touches on so many different issues that we've got here locally and beyond. We've got the housing issue that this is addressing, and obviously as we're building all of this new housing or trying to, we have to be cognizant and conscious of climate change and doing what we can to address that, really in every building project, and this does a great job with that. So
that's exactly right, and my goal, one of the goals really, is to be a catalyst,
mm-hmm.
is to be a catalyst for the change in building standards as we move towards net zero, and to provide an incentive to both, you know, future home buyers and builders.
When the houses are done, what will they look like? What will some of the highlights be?
You know, that's up to the homeowners because it's completely custom.
Okay.
But it appears as though people are really leaning towards modern.
Nice.
The modernist design.
Again, ArraySustainableLiving.com is the website. Go there, find out more. The ribbon cutting is tomorrow, 10 a.m. at the Array Residential Community, right along Orange Grove Road, just 10 minutes west of downtown Carrboro in Chapel Hill. We're speaking with Jody Baxter, who's the founder of Array. And as we start to wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the community or the future of it that we haven't said yet?
There are 5 lots left of the 12. So there's still an opportunity, and you know, come out to the ribbon cutting or contact me directly, and I am happy to introduce you to the project and walk the land with you.
ArraySustainableLiving.com is the website. The ribbon cutting is tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th, starting at 10 a.m. You can get more info on that both on their website and on our events page, our local events calendar on our website, chapelboro.com. Looking forward to seeing y'all out there on Tuesday. Jody Bax, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.